to Paul Gordon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in.
My absolute pleasure.
You are a senior associate with Wallmans Lawyers Adelaide, is that right?
That's right.
And your bag is road rules.
Well, my bag is more privacy and the use of surveillance devices.
Which would bring us to dash cams. What are you allowed to use a dash cam for?
Well, the way the law works is it doesn't care where your camera is. So whether it's on your car or in your hand on your phone, if you are recording something in a public space, you are free to do it. So there is no restriction on recording public events. And so if you've got your dash cam on your car and you're driving along, yep, that's absolutely fine. Where it's a problem is if you start to try and record private things. So if people are doing something where they have an expectation of privacy, the law says that you can't film them.
Okay. When you see the news at night and they'll show a car, they'll often blur out the license plate numbers.
Mm.
Why do they do that? I worked in a TV newsroom for years and I never understood why we did that.
Well, it's actually an interesting question because there is no significant issue with showing what the license plate is.
Right.
If you are collecting what's called personal information, so something that can identify someone, there are certain rules that apply. So if you are a company with a turnover of more than $3 million a year or more, then you have to comply with the Privacy Act. And that means when you're collecting that kind of information, you need to notify people of the fact that you're collecting it. So if I'm walking down the street as a private citizen who doesn't earn more than $3 million a year, then I can film whatever license plate numbers, people's faces, whatever I want.
Right.
But if you're over that cap, suddenly the Privacy Act comes in and you don't need consent, but you do need to tell people what you're doing.
Ah, so that would explain why newsrooms that are belonging to organisations with turnover of more than $3 million would just say, look, it's easier to blot it out than go around asking people for permission, because they might turn around and say, you did not ask for my permission. But if I did it as private citizen, for instance, I've just tweeted some video of the Blackwood roundabout that we took on Friday, showing that, I don't think it's brilliant. Now, that's my personal Twitter account, David Bevan SA. I didn't go around blotting out the license plate numbers of the cars shown in that video, and nor do I have to.
Correct.
But if that was on the official ABC Radio Adelaide account, would we have to?
Well, you wouldn't have to get their permission, but you would have to tell each person whose information you're collecting, hi, we're ABC Adelaide, we're recording your license plate, we're going to use it for this purpose.
We're not going to do that.
No one's going to do it. And it's one of those things that even if you were looking at any of the footage of a public event, so you've got news cameras filming the fact that there are people at Tasting Australia or something like that, technically you should be telling everyone who you're capturing that that's what you're doing.
John says, I thought you couldn't mount a dash cam to left or right, just forward and backward.
So in terms of road rules, there may well be things which talk about the fact that you can't have it obstructing views. So if that's an issue, then that can be a problem. But I'm not aware of any law which would say that you can't film horizontally as well as
any way you like.
Mac. Yeah.
Right. Martin says, my dash cam records in-car conversation. Should I inform clients of this when they are in the car with me?
Absolutely. So we then go to the Surveillance Devices Act. It's got lots of different pieces of legislation that you have to worry about. And that says that if you're recording visual or audio recordings and people have an expectation of privacy, either you need their consent or you simply can't do it.
A listener asks, what if you've done something wrong and filmed yourself? Can you keep the footage to yourself?
So it's a really interesting one. There's no requirement for you to incriminate yourself, so you don't need to volunteer it to the police. But if they're aware of the fact that you've got this dash cam in your car when you're involved in an accident, they may well look to subpoena that information, so compel you to provide it and then use it against you.
What if you're involved in an incident? You are liable because of your own actions.
Yep.
And you delete the footage before you're asked for it. Can you be in trouble for that?
Destruction of pertinent evidence can be a legal issue, absolutely. Yeah. So I would be very very careful before doing that.
You better have a good reason, because yes, the police will say, well, we'd like to subpoena the... Is that the correct term? We'd like to subpoena your footage. We see you've got a dash cam. They get it and they say, hang on, between these hours it was deleted. Or, hang on, there's nothing on this at all. You've wiped everything out. I wonder whether the machine would tell you when it was wiped.
Quite possibly. And then there are questions, can it be recovered, and who has to do all of that? So, yeah, it's a bit of a minefield in that respect.
So things could get messy.
Yes.
Yeah. Another listener asks, are there similar laws for drones, the laws that apply to – and I think the answer will be yes.
Absolutely. So the legislation doesn't refer to how your camera is mounted or used. So if it's on a drone, then the same thing applies. If you're recording a public area, then there's not much people can do about it. But with drones, you then get into specific laws that relate to the use of unmanned aerial vehicles, and that means that you can't fly it in certain areas, you have to fly over certain heights and things like that. But in terms of the footage, provided that you're not filming somewhere where people have an expectation of privacy, there is no limitation. That being said, I wouldn't be filming people's backyards, because that is probably somewhere they almost certainly have an expectation of privacy.
Right. But unless they know who the drone belongs to, it's going to be very hard for them to
absolutely to
measure this. And do we have any way of licensing drones and registering when if you could license a particular drone, say drone A, and it would be registered somewhere in a computer bank somewhere that it was flying at a particular time, and it has to be registered and connected up to the system. That would be a way of tracking who was flying over my house at that time. But unless you had that sort of system in place, there'd be no way.
Exactly. And there are those kinds of regulations for drones over certain sizes. So once you get to a certain level of sophistication and size for your drone, then you have to have a license to be using it, and you can use it in certain areas, and you have to get CASA approval for your flight plan for your drone. But when we're talking about small recreational drones, which is probably going to be where the majority of issues will arise, there is no registration system, there's no tracking system, and there's really no way to know unless you somehow manage to identify what it looks like.
A lot of people have these dash cam recorders now, and for very good reasons. Are we moving towards them being standard issue in a car? Is any manufacturer saying when you buy the car you get a dash cam built in, so it's not tacked onto the dash?
Look, I think it is starting to happen. We're seeing more and more of this, just in the same way that rear parking cameras started off as an optional accessory and now they're becoming more and more standard. I think it's only a matter of time until dash cams do become standard.
Okay. Well, Paul Gordon, thank you so much for coming in.
My absolute pleasure.
Very generous of you. Senior associate with Warman's? Got that correct?
Warman's
Lawyers, Adelaide. Paul Gordon, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
It's 12.